So, want you guys to get settled in very comfortably, where you can sit and relax during this journey. And we're going to start out with taking some nice deep breaths. Close your eyes. And I want you to become aware of any tension spots in your body, taking your breath into your body and consciously letting those muscles relax, letting them go. Just allowing yourself to completely relax. Focus your energies and your mind upon your breath. Take a deep breath in. Feel it come all the way down through your tummy area, down to your toes. And we're gonna do a four count breath three times. So we're gonna inhale for a count of four, hold it for a count of four, and release. And let's do that together. Two more times. Release. And one more time. And release. And feel your feet connected to the floor. Feel the support that the ground gives your feet as you continue to breathe gently into a natural rhythm. And I'm going to count down from 10 to 1. With each count, you're going to feel your body becoming heavier and heavier. Allow your body to just sink into the ground while your mental and emotional self begins to feel lighter and lighter. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, feeling heavier in the body, 4, 3, feeling loose and limp. 2, and 1. Just allow all the tension to just drip down deep into the floor, feeling so relaxed and so much at peace. Now I want you to imagine yourself up in the mountains, with the sun shining, and you're walking along a beautiful mountaintop path, breathing in the wonderful fresh air. You can feel the sun's rays coming down on the top of your head and your face, and it's beautifully warm and tranquil. Ahead of you, you can see a path that leads open around to a grassy knoll. And you begin to tread along the path into the meadow, feeling the earth beneath your feet and the warm summer breeze caressing your face. It's so peaceful, and the beauty of Mother Earth is around you, and you take it in. The birds are singing, and the flowers in the grassy knoll are fragrant and beautiful. As you begin to move further into the meadow, you see in front of you a beautiful sight. A large eagle is sitting on a tall rock to welcome you. You don't feel afraid as you move towards this majestic creature. You pause and the eagle turns to face you squarely now. You feel inclined to bend down and bow as you would to a king. And the eagle bows back to you. Do not be afraid, as this bird is going to take you now to meet your animal totem. The eagle rises up into the air, and you feel the eagle swoop down and land on your back. Its talons grip your shoulders gently. Although you expect the talons to hurt, they're reassuringly safe and firm. Feel the energy of the eagle as its wings spread slowly and the two of you lift up together. The wind caresses your face, and with one push from the eagle, you're in the air and you with it. You feel so free. As you soar together, beneath you, you can see the mountainside. And you notice you're flying towards a forest patch lower on the mountain. As you fly through the air among the clouds and the sunlight catching you, warming you, you see yourself heading lower and lower to that patch of trees. And just before the patch of trees, you can see an area that has no trees, another circular grassy area. And you feel yourself descending down gently towards the grassy area. Allow yourself and the eagle to come down very gently. And the eagle slowly descends and places you carefully in the middle of the circle. He lands beside you, takes one look at you, and swoops into the trees to wait. As you sit in the center of this grassy circle and await, you notice there's a slight parting in the trees. And in the darkness of those trees, you begin to see the outline of your totem animal coming towards you. Silently, slowly, the animal is moving towards you. What do you see? What's coming into focus? You can now see your spirit animal guide. Take a moment and notice all of its features. What do they look like? How do they feel? As the animal draws closer and closer towards you, your eyes connect. You look deeply into each other's eyes and you recognize that you and your animal totem are so alike in so many ways. There is so much peace, so much love, and lifetimes of knowing each other. Say hello to your animal, and instantly you receive a telepathic answer back. Take a moment to ask your animal totem, "Why are you my spirit guide?" Now ask your animal spirit guide, "What qualities do I have that hold me back currently in my life's journey?" What is it you are here to help me with? Now you see that your animal guide has a gift for you. What medicine and gift is your animal guide giving you? Now reach forward and touch your animal guide and take a minute to really feel the animal. Are they soft and furry, scaly and cool, feathered and strong? Offer thanks to your guide and offer gratitude for their gift in medicine. And now your animal guide asks you to accompany them back through the trees, for they wish to show you and take you somewhere you will remember deep in your cellular memory, a connection to Mother Earth and to an energetic cleanse. They want to take you to a place of peace in your heart. Your animal guide begins to lead the way through the trees. And the trees are very close together and the darkness begins to close around you. It's so dark that you cannot see your animal, but you can feel your animal moving forward. And there is no fear in your heart. You follow your guide. You trust this beautiful guide 100%. You feel the earth and twigs crackling beneath your feet, and you confidently continue to walk forward with total trust in your animal guide. The darkness begins to give way to light, and as you move forward, you see another clearing with a small cottage. There's smoke coming from the chimney, twirling and rising, and a magical elder woman opens the door with a beautiful smile on her face. And you know she is a magical shaman. Your animal guide leads you forward towards the door and bows to the shaman. The shaman invites you in, and you notice a hearth with a beautiful fire burning, its red embers glowing brightly. She beckons you inside to sit by the fire, and your animal remains outside. You enter and sit down, and the curling smoke from the fire begins to fill your nostrils, and you can sense a smell of lavender and cypress and sage burning sweetly. The shaman tells you that to be able to move forward in life, one must embrace all of life's teachings. One must be aware that when one has pain, it is the spirit and the soul's way of alerting you to things that no longer suit your journey along the path called life. When you can be one with life, allowing it to flow freely, is when you will find peace. The shaman tells you that they are going to purge your body and clean the energies that run through your body that no longer serve you, and recharge and replenish the ones that do. She gets up and goes to the kettle heating up on the fire and pours water into a basin beside the hearth that has a cloth laying inside of it. There's a table beside the hearth with a pitcher of cool water, and she adds some of the cool water to the basin. She then places the water beside you, and she asks you to remove anything from your feet. You put your feet into the beautiful warm water, and she kneels down and begins to wash your feet. You feel the coolness of the cloth on the water as she's gently bathing your feet. The shaman says, Great Spirit believes that one should always take care of the feet, for they have to carry you through life. To not be conscious of your feet means you cannot be conscious of Mother Earth. They are what connects you to all that is. You feel the cool water as it trickles between your toes. It's warm and refreshing, and your feet feel light. She gently dries your feet, and you thank her. The shaman then brings forward a wooden cup, which she's proudly carved for herself. She returns to the table beside the hearth with a pitcher of cool water and adds some of it to the cup. Inside the cup is herbs, and she asks that you drink the water. Water is the giver of all life, the cleanser of life. You drink the water and you feel the cool, refreshing water begin to cleanse your system as it trickles over your tongue, through to your tummy. It's cooling and refreshing. In life, one must be like water and find the least line of resistance along the pathway which you wish to go. When faced with obstacles, a wise person goes around the obstacle. It's only a fool who tries to rush headfirst to move the blockage out of the way. You hand the cup back to the shaman, and she now tells you that having drank the water of life, you are ready to enter purification ceremony. She exits the cottage and you stare into the embers, feeling no fear, just completely relaxed and at peace with yourself and the world. The shaman re-enters the cottage, and in her hand she holds a 6-inch long narrow shard of pure, beautiful crystal quartz. She places this beautiful crystal in your hands. What do you feel? There is a coolness of the quartz connecting with you, and you can feel the weight in your hands. It's heavy and it's powerful, just like Mother Earth. It connects you with life and it connects you to the power of creation. The shaman now tells you that the crystal you hold in your hand will enable you to amplify your own healing abilities. You lift the quartz and you can see the golden, orange, and amber light from the fire shining through the crystal. And you feel the energy of the crystal coming into your fingertips. You feel the heat coming into your palms, a heat that draws into your hands, and your hands begin to glow with energy. You feel a cleansing energy begin now to move into the forearms, moving into the elbows. You feel as though you are being wiped clean from the inside out. Feeling the energy now coming up into the shoulder areas. You begin to feel energy pulsating in waves now. The energy descends lower in a swirling vortex into the chest area, over the stomach, relaxing your stomach, slowly turning, coming down through the solar plexus area and into your hips. Your hips enable you to face life squarely. This is heat and energy realigning and balancing your hip area. For those who have pain in this area now, breathe deeply and allow the energy of the flame within to cleanse and clear. The energy moves down below your belly button to the intestinal area, the bladder, the colon. And this is where you have a willingness to let go of the past. Any blockages there or uncomfortable feeling represent you've still not let go of past issues. Breathe deeply and release your fears from the past. Feel the energy from the crystal surging through the body as the energy begins to move down, down through the thighs, down through the knees. Just like water, if you do not flow at life, the knees become restricted. Feel the energy building in your knees. Feel the energy rotating, cleansing clearly, clearing all, and moving down through your body. Down through the shins, through the calf, into the ankles. The energy intensity is now building as the ankles and the heels and the arches of your feet, the toes are pulsating with energy. Begins to build, and the pain is being drawn down through the body into the vortex energy of both feet. Feel it building, becoming stronger. Lower tension draining from the body, coming down through the body into the feet. The shaman is going to lean forward and take a hold of your hands, which are holding the quartz crystal. When she does, this powerful energy that hosts the pain in your body will quickly exit through your body and out through your feet into Mother Earth, dissolving and releasing it. Feel the energy build. You sense the shaman coming towards you. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The energy surges through your body, releases what no longer serves you. Breathe deeply, allow the energy to be released. You're now recharged with positive, beautiful energy. Feel the energy within your body returning back to normal, empowered, enlightened. Feel how light you feel. The shaman takes the crystal quartz from your hand and offers you water, which you drink to cleanse and clear any final remnants within the physical body. The shaman now tells you to look into the fire, for fire is like passion. To live life, one must have passion. She throws into the fire a sprinkling of herbs and asks you to stare into the smoke. They're going to reveal to you aspects of yourself which you need to let go of. What do you see? For to live in peace and divine alignment, you have to be able to recognize aspects of yourself that no longer serve your purpose in the now. Stare to the fire, allow the visions to come to you. The shaman asks that you learn to be at peace with one's life. The spirit has provided everything you need. Mother Earth gives you shelter. She gives you food, and most importantly, she gives you life. The shaman tells you now it's time to move on, and she beckons you towards the exit of the cottage, and you walk out the door towards your animal spirit. You thank her for the healing. You follow your animal totem back down into the darkness of the woods, allow it to unfold around you, and you feel so much at peace and one with the world. You continue to move forward through the trees to the grassy clearing. And you come into the light and you feel the warmth of the sun. Your animal guide asks that you call on them whenever you need strength. Your animal guide asks that you use your awareness, your intuition, and to listen to the rhythm of life. They are here with you for your life's journey. Mother Earth speaks to you in so many ways that she can alert you when danger is near, or when it is the right time to fear and flee, or a time to celebrate and love. She also guides you and reminds you that there is a time for fun and play, for rest, and definitely a time to take care of her so that she can continue to take care of you. You watch your guide move back towards the trees, and you watch until the shape and the outline of the animal is gone. You can come here, or you can call on them whenever you need them. They are just a thought away. As you stand in the warm sun, the eagle calls out to you and you look up at the trees. You see it swooping down to you, gently circling you before landing on the grass beside you. It looks at you and asks, "Are you ready to go back?" You once again bow down to the eagle. It launches up and lands on your back. You feel at one with this bird as it holds you firmly and gently again by your shoulders, and the two of you begin to rise up. You feel the power of the wings as they beat up and down, lifting you higher and higher. You hold your arms out so you can feel the power of nature and feel like you are flying as well. The air is moving around your body, caressing you. You feel the energy flowing through your body, and you feel the powerful eagle energy surging through you. You slowly move back towards your mountain and you recognize the familiar path and are now very gently coming down. The eagle gently brings you back down and drops you on your feet. It lands beside you, and once again you look deeply into each other's eyes. Eagle invites you to also call on its energy and wisdom when you need it. The eagle sees everything that sometimes humans do not. Eagle invites you to see things from a new perspective, to take a different path and trust what you are becoming. Learn to be like the eagle and see with your eyes. Look for the truth in all things. Trust your spirit, trust your wisdom, and trust your inner intuition. Eagle begins to launch itself into the sky and calls out to you, "Goodbye." You watch as it drifts further, further away, floating on the thermals, higher and higher into the sky until it's gone. You begin to walk back along the pathway, feeling light and happy, but now feeling strong and assured of the path that you must tread going forward. Take a deep breath. The beautiful clean air. Be aware of your physical body now. Come back to the room, and when you are ready, open your eyes and bring your awareness to your environment. And take time to have a glass of water and ground yourself.